There's one. Set for stun.
Three guys sitting in a dark room that smells like bad cucumbers.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Inconceivable!
Now featuring 11 listeners.
This is me.
And give me
25. This is the Unique Geek.
And welcome to another edition of 50 Days of Dragon Con, the podcast that's been going longer than a cricket match, if you can believe that. And joining me, as always, from the road, because she's that dedicated and willing to risk her life in Atlanta traffic, Lee.
Hi. Yeah, the risking of life is just about Atlanta traffic, nothing about the podcast. In all honesty, this might make me a better driver than 90% of the people on the road. Hi, it's so good to be here.
Yay.
App is not out. Okay, as of when we are recording this, we're not going to tell you when it is. The app is not out yet, but it's coming soon.
Well, the app is out. The app has been out. It just hasn't been updated with this year's info.
Yeah, it's not updated yet. But it will be soon. So just keep watching, make your little bets, and the next person who says it, drink a whole lot because you're a bad, bad person.
Well, if you want to have fun, you could download last year's schedule and pretend like it's this year's schedule, and because it's going to be about it's going to be about as accurate as the one that's coming out immediately
right now. Yeah, if it came out right now, that might be. So you never know. Because I mean, we keep adding people. We keep adding people, and I'm not going to say her name. I'm going to make John do it. But yeah, the actress who is the lead of Wynonna Earp is coming. John, what's her name?
Melanie Scrofano. One or the other. I just know her as Melanie.
Or is John and I just know her, Mel. It's Mel coming. We're really excited. But this is actually kind of cool because it's going to be the whole cast of Wynonna Earp is there. Very cool.
Kevin Batchelder.
She's only there, I think.
Yeah, Kevin Batchelder wrote us to let us know that, as far as he knows, this is the first time that the whole cast and showrunner of a show has been, or whole main cast and showrunner of a show has showed up to Dragon Con all at once. So,
well, that's what I'm sitting here thinking about. I'm thinking I had one year where I had almost everybody. Yeah, because I don't think Allison was coming yet for Warehouse 13. So, yeah, it's kind of cool. Cool, guys.
And as Lee started to allude to, she will only be there on Saturday and Sunday. The rest of the cast and showrunner will be there the whole weekend, but she'll only be there Saturday and Sunday. So,
yeah. So I'm really excited about that. A couple of things. The director's meeting was awesome as always. Got a lot of information that I needed. Some of it you need as well. You being the listener. So one thing, yes. Registration is in the Sheraton.
What? No, I heard differently.
It's in the Sheraton. It is in the Sheraton. They after the Hilton did their build out, they looked at it and went, oh no, this would be better for this kind of space. So there's that. A lot of tracks have been moved around. Look on the app. Look on the map. If we've talked to them, they've told you if they've moved or not. So look around. There are a lot of people in a lot of different places.
And Regina, in the previous to this particular podcast, gave a good rundown too of many of the tracks that moved. So
yes, she did. No, she did. But I, you're going to forget that. Look on the app; they're going to be listed there. Do not ask John for directions other than between the Hyatt and the Hilton, because he can get you to the Marriott, because Marriott, it starts with an M, and that means it's in the middle. So you got that. The other thing that is big is Thursday and Friday night. Thursday only passes. So if you come on Friday night, if you come on Thursday and you pick up your four-day pass and you want to do stuff Friday night, you can do it. You have done it. You have paid your badge fee. You have paid your membership. You are in. If you come Friday, and you don't have a badge, you weren't there for registration, and you only want a Thursday, and you come after registration is closed, which is going to be like 10 p.m. you come after that, you can now go to the Marriott near the area, which is one level below the lobby, near where the Dragon Con store is going to be set up, and you can actually get a Thursday night only badge there. This is not where you're going to get your 4-day badges. This is a Thursday night only. So if you're not coming in till then, that's where you're doing.
And it will cost you $10 cash.
$10 cash, people. Cash, cash, cash. Bring a $10 bill. Make life easier for
everybody. They did. She did say cash, right? It wasn't.
She did say cash, and they said it again at the director's meeting. So Okay. Thank you for reminding me of that, because.
No credit cards. You want to bring it.
No credit cards. This is cash only. If you don't do that, you're not getting in stuff Thursday night. The only thing on Thursday that is not requiring a badge is the newbies, tour.
Yeah.
So that does not require a badge, but everything else will. And most of the Dragon Con stuff will be starting Thursday night. We also do, Ric Flair will unfortunately not be there. And John, who is it? That's going to be, you did all the wrestling stuff.
Kane, I believe, and we'll still have Steamboat the Dragon Ricky. So
Ricky the Dragon Steamboat. You just want to get text.
Steamboat Ricky the Dragon, right?
Oh my God, whatever. All right, no, stop. Don't listen to John. So he is going to be there along with Kane. I think this is awesome.
It
I have
is
no
Kane,
idea.
Right? Who
you are,
now
but
that
Kane.
I say that.
It is Kane, yeah. You said that. That was right.
Speaking of Kane, Michael Caine is a famous British guy.
Really? You want to go there that fast? All right, go there. He's a British guy? Really? You sure?
Yes.
What movie was he in that would have anything to do with fandom, John? Name three movies he's been in that have to do with fandom.
Batman Begins, The Dark Knight, and...
No, that's a franchise. No. All right, so name three... franchises he has been in that have anything to do with Dragon.
Well, you know what? I'm gonna defer to our guest Caro from the British. What is it?
Hi, Caro. Yep. All right. So we're going down this. All right, Caro, can you name three things that he has been in? Three fandoms.
Michael Caine.
Yes.
Michael Caine.
Hello.
Guys, come on.
I'm thinking. Batman.
Batman, of course, yes.
I can't. It's too
late. He built a house. He built a house.
I have no idea.
Is there
Jaws? He was in Jaws 4.
Jaws 4 the Revenge.
Jaws 4 the Revenge.
That's a horrible reference for Jaws.
Jaws 4.
It is a terrible, terrible movie, but it is part of the franchise.
Jaws 4, it's gonna get you. Is that what it was?
Jaws 4 the Revenge. Thank you.
I thought it was Jaws 2 the Revenge.
Uh-uh.
All right. Well, anyway, no. Caro! Caro is in charge of British things. What's your actual track title?
Oh, that's right. He was in Kingsman, and now you see me.
Thank you.
Now you see me 1 and 2.
Yep. See, you have a lot of fandom movies. I was only asking for 3.
Oh, the
there
Prestige.
I was going to go with Kingsman was Inception. The other one I was holding in my back pocket. Neither one of you two could say it. But that's okay, because now we know that I can answer some test questions right. But that's okay. So, Caro, what is the official name of your track? Because it's very long.
It's the Brit track. We've changed to that in the past couple of years. So it's
It's just Brit track.
It's just Brit track, because for a very long time we were British Science Fiction Media Track. Is a mouthful.
That's long. Yeah. So just Brit Track. Awesome. There you go. Brit Track. If it's British, it's there.
Yep.
Right. And so you literally cover all the British sci-fi genre stuff, correct?
So anything that is produced that's pop culture, because Dragon Con's pop culture convention, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. anything that's covered or produced or made in England, my track covers. So we cover literature, film, television, comic books, audiobooks. So like every genre you can think of, we have programming on it.
Very cool.
So thanks. So Doctor Who would fall in that category. Ask dumb American guy.
Right. Doctor Who, Sherlock. For TV, it would be things like Doctor Who, Sherlock, Dirk Gently Falls Underneath Us.
Oh, nice.
Red Dwarf, right?
Red Dwarf Falls Underneath Us, Monty Python, any of the period dramas that's come out of England, like Poldark, Victoria, The Crown. We also are covering things that aren't television. Like we have a Beatles panel because Sergeant Pepper is turning 50.
Yeah. Oh, really? Ow.
Yeah.
Ow. Okay. Wow.
So we're covering that. We're covering, we meld in literature, like we're doing a Neil Gaiman panel to talk about the book incarnation of American Gods and the television incarnation. And we're doing that with Urban Fantasy. We have a lot of cross paneling that we do with other people. Mm-hmm. We also cover films, like we've got two panels on James Bond and we're looking forward to that. We have a very wide range of programming. We do cover a lot.
This is an important question, Kara. Important question.
Yeah.
Your favorite Bond.
My favorite Bond?
Ooh.
Yeah. Come on.
Sean Connery.
Okay, John.
Sean Connery, with the exception of Sir Roger Moore, who we just lost this year. In Moonraker, because I just love the theme song to Moonraker.
Moonraker was kind of awesome. John?
George Lazenby.
That is actually my favorite Bond as well, even though it was only one. Although Pierce Brosnan is a very, very close second.
Pierce Brosnan probably. His film. See, I want to say Daniel Craig, but the thing is that those Bond films are so different from the Bond films that I grew up on.
Yeah.
That it's sort of hard to say that, you know, he would be. I mean, because it's sort of a complete, in my mind, it's a completely different thing. Mm-hmm. So if I'm looking at classic Bond, if you will, it's probably, it's probably Pierce Brosnan.
And I actually don't think Timothy Dalton was a bad Bond, but he's not in my top three.
No.
Sean Connery is right there at number three. I got to be honest. But yeah, all good. So I just, talked about Bond. You have to discuss that. So.
It's true. I mean, but Sean Connery is my favorite only because I love the books. And I feel like he's the embodiment of the fictional character.
Of the books. Okay.
Yeah.
Very, very cool. Okay, so now you have a buku, which means a whole lot, if you've never heard that term before. Of guests. So who are some of your guests that you have? Because, you know, you just have some little, like, low-name guests, right? I mean, nobody big, right?
just a few big people.
just a few people that you might have heard of.
So we're really, really, really blessed and excited to have any guests at all. But we're really excited to have all of our Doctor Who guests this year. So we have, starting with, you know, John Barrowman is going to be there. so go ask him at his panel lots of Torchwood questions. He's not doing a panel strictly on Torchwood. He's just doing a couple panels. For all the wonderful stuff that he's doing, because he's got a really great filmography. And Alex Kingston is coming.
And River Song!
River Song's going to be there, and she's going to be doing a panel with Karen Gillan. I'm not sure when that is, because our programming keeps changing.
Yep.
So when the app comes out, we'll have a definitive...
We'll know where. Yeah.
So, and then, you know, Amy... So it'll be the Pawns together, mother and daughter, for a panel.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then Karen and Alex are doing separate panels, like one-on-ones, for Q&A. And then we have Matt Smith, a doctor, coming, which is amazing.
Woohoo!
So we're super excited about him. He's doing two panels. And I believe that the rumor is that he's only there for 2 days, but I don't know if that's solid or not. I just know that we have 2 panels on him. So he's going to be there. We're really excited about that because we haven't had a new series doctor at the convention. So it'll be really cool.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, that's true.
I guess
really?
I didn't realize that. That is really cool. Yeah.
He's our very first new series doctor that we've had at the convention. And we've had only one person from the new series that wasn't John Barrowman. Which is Noel Clark. You know, we don't have Noel Clark this year, but his girlfriend we do have, which is Billie Piper, who was the very first companion of the new series, Doctor Who Rose. We're super excited. I'm super excited about Matt Smith and all of our guests, but I think Billie Piper's she's probably the number one I'm excited about.
There you go.
Of all of them. And I do love Matt Smith. I think his panels are going to be really great. The line is going to be crazy for all of them.
You just said a magic word, line. I want to give you people the DragonCon policy on lines. Security will start a line. The lines do not set up until, Carol, you got to help me here. Is it 1 or 2 hours? I think it's just 1 hour before, 2 hours before the panel.
It's 2 hours for main programming and one hour for like
track programming,
smaller rooms. So like if it's in something like the Crystal Ballroom and the Hilton's a little smaller, you can line up an hour before. But if it's something really big, like in the Marriott, like the Atrium Ballroom, which does seat around like 2,500.
I think it's close to 2,500.
Those are 2,500-ish. That one, you know, they'll let you line up 2 hours early, or even anything in the international ballrooms in the Hyatt, they'll let you line up 2 hours early. So,
and guys, we want to keep the fire marshal our friend. We want the fire marshal to love us. So there is someone who will start the line. They will set the line up and you will do this. There is a line for X and a line for Y sometimes because we may have two ballrooms across from each other. Please listen to people. Don't try to form your own little rogue line. Don't go rogue on this. You can go rogue in Star Wars. Don't go rogue on this. So, but do listen to people and do that. But 2 hours before main programming. So that's what I wanted to hit really quick on that. So, yeah, those lines are going to be great. All of those lines are going to be crazy. I mean, these are all people that are kind of amazing and wonderful, and they're in other things as well. Alex Kingston I just love her. I'm sorry. Everything I've ever seen her in, I love now. So she's awesome.
We're really excited. Yeah. I do know that the 10 a.m., there's a 10 a.m. Matt Smith panel. So if people line up for that, So if people line up for that one, they're going to need to start at like 8 o'clock because it's going to be crazy.
8 a.m. That's good. Well, you know, go get your coffee, go get in line. There you go. Not a bad thing. That'll work.
So it's going to be really exciting. We also have, I'm actually really pumped about it, even though, you know, he is on Wynonna Earp, but he is also on Dirk Gently as well, which is, if no one has seen, they need to watch because it's an amazing, you know, TV show, and it's on Hulu right now. So you can watch it, you know, if you have a Hulu account.
It's also on BBC America. If you have that, they have the old episodes on that, if I'm correct, right?
Yeah, I think so. And I think they have the classic series, Dirk Gently. And we're just really excited to see a resurgence of anything Douglas Adams. Because, you know, we're all fans of Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. And so we just love that his two books about Dirk Gently have, like, been turned into a modern-day series. But we have Michael Eklund from Dirk Gently, who plays one of the Rowdy Three. He plays Martin, the guy with like the blonde hair from Dirk Gently. And we're like, he like never talks in the show, but he's an amazing character. And so we're really looking forward to talking to him about his experience on Dirk Gently. So we do have a panel with him. And I think the time for that, to look it up, is Friday at 5:30 in Grand East, which is in the Hilton.
And as we always say, it's all tentative until the Tuesday after DragonCon.
That's right. Until you're sitting in the room, it might be happening if you're there. So we're excited. We're actually doing two panels on Dirk Gently because we feel that it's such an amazing series. So we're doing one on Friday, and then we're doing another one that's just a fan discussion.
Oh, okay.
Excuse me. We're doing another one that's a fan discussion. So that should be good.
Cool. Oh, well, so since we're on the topic of fan discussion, where is your room while we're in that area?
Oh, so we were in the Sheraton for like 10 years, and this year we've moved and we are now in the Hilton. So if you recall, the bottom level of the Hilton was like the gamer like area, mm-hmm. right? For like tabletop and RPG and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And what they've done is they've put up the air walls on that level. And now we have a larger room. So I'm super excited that we've gone from like 120 capacity room to like a 300 plus capacity room, because we always had issues with our track room and filling it, as far as like, you know, we never had enough seats. Mm-hmm. So we're really excited to be given the opportunity to have a larger room at the Hilton on the bottom floor, and hopefully they keep it super cold like they used to for the gamers.
Well, so. I think it's cold just from this because it's lower, because it's almost underground over there. So I think the air conditioning is just set up that way. So
I know. And so it's super, I'm excited because our old track room used to get so warm, but you know, sometimes it'd be cold, sometimes it'd be warm, but now it's going to be awesome over there. So we're really excited. You do have to take the escalators downstairs. You'll pass the bar down to the escalators, and it's right there. Just walk straight, and we're down there on the left. And we will have, Chris Marney is bringing his TARDIS back. So if people saw the TARDIS from last year and they really liked it, and you know, has awesome sound effects, and you can, if he's there, he'll let you go into it. It's pretty cool, and take pictures. So that's going to be on display at the Hilton on the bottom level. Like,
excuse me.
Right when you come down the escalator, it's going to be in the little foyer area right there before you go to all the track rooms that are going to be on the bottom level of the Hilton. That'll be awesome.
That's
where it's landing. Yep.
So what other guests do you have this year?
Mostly our other guests are attending professionals. Mm-hmm. So, we don't really, I don't know, Lee, do you consider attending professionals guests? Like, where does that weirdness fall? Like,
I consider them guests, but they're guests that we're working. They're going to be in the main track rooms usually, rather than in those big, big ballrooms. So I consider them, they've been invited. So I consider them that.
Okay. There you go. So most of our list of additional attending professionals are people who are industry. You know, we've got writers, mm-hmm. we've got podcasters, mm-hmm. We've got people who are they interview professionally, like for different companies, and we're really excited. Our list is really, really long. Most of the people who are attending professionals are writers of some kind. Or some of them are just convention owners. So like, for example, Alan Siller is a part of Wholanta, which is the Doctor Who convention in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And they are sponsoring our track this year.
Oh, nice.
So yeah, we're really excited to have them. They sponsored our track last year. So they're going to come in, and there'll be a table at the back of the room about Wholanta, and that's who they are. They sponsor the track this year. And Alan, who is one of the owners of the convention, is going to be on some of our programming. So it'll be good.
That'll be good. And I don't want to interrupt, but one of the things about, because it kind of came up, I don't know, John, I don't remember if it was with you or something, but somebody was like, these are, you know, we're talking about Dragon Con and it's such a big convention. What are the, you know, are there smaller conventions to maybe like, I want to start out or things like that? And Wholanta is a great one to think about. There are many, many others, but you know, just guys, look these up because first of all, they are sponsoring this track. That's great. But you know, they're also fun, you know, do cons all year long.
Yeah.
They don't all have to be 70, 80 plus. They're nice when it's you. Yeah. It's nice when it's small. We trust us. It's awesome.
Mm-hmm. So you also have a couple of big events going on as well.
Oh yeah. We always have something going on. So we try to run as late into the night as possible, considering that, you know, we need sleep. So,
oh, sleep is for Tuesday.
I know.
Crazy people.
So, you know, we've always run our track. You know, for a couple of years we were running 24 hours, but that was just a little bit too much. So, we tend to run at the latest till 3 a.m. So, we do after around like it's about 8:30 and later, we have our Brit Track After Dark programming, which is for mature adult audiences,
i.e. Torchwood.
So it's pretty neat and a lot of fun. So Thursday night, we have our Brit Track. It's not an official Dragon Con event, but we do have a get together where we have dinner at the local Indian food restaurant, which is called Haveli. And it's like one block over from the Hyatt. So it's in walking distance to get there. But it's right on Spring Street. And we take over the restaurant on Thursday night.
So if you're directionally challenged or you're a little confused, you go outside the Hyatt, outside the front doors of the Hyatt, turn to the left. That should be Baker Street, if I'm correct.
Yep.
Go down Baker Street, one block, turn left. It's right there.
Yep. And it's really good. There's a buffet and it's just a chance to kind of like chit chat with people. And, you know, we usually have between 80 and 100 people come. So it's a lot of fun. And the details for the event are all on our Facebook, group. So they can just look up Brit Track Dragon Con on Facebook. It's where we have most of our events posted. So that's Friday night. Thursday night, we have that. Friday night, we start our After Dark programming at 8:30 with our Vogon Poetry Slam. And if you know nothing about a Vogon, they are one of the race characters from Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Oh, the humanity of doing a Vogon Poetry Slam. I need to know how people win at this or whatever.
So,
that sounds painful.
I know. I'm so excited. So we will be giving away a stack of towels as a prize to the most appropriately written Vogon poem that is signed in triplicate. So we're excited. If you don't know what a Vogon is, you should look them up. But basically, any of the worst poetry in the universe that you can think of, Vogon's love. So we want your bad poetry.
It would be wrong, right? Well, it would be wrong or right or very Vogonish if like somebody maybe from their work had their like a recent HR PowerPoint that they had to listen to for 2 hours that really should have been an email. And I try to make that into poetry. Would that be like good Vogon poetry?
Absolutely. So we do have a limit. We'd put your maximum is 42 lines.
Oh, okay. Good to know. 42, always the
answer. There is an appropriate form listed on our website as well as in our Brit Track group. So if you want to submit any poetry, if you're not attending, you can submit that way and go and fill out the form in appropriate Vogon style. Or you can fill out the form and then perform. on site, you can bring your proper handout, filled out, completed, signed correctly so that you can perform your poem.
So can track directors enter and win or at least get
anyone
a towel?
Anyone can enter and anyone can win. So we're really excited about it. It's going to be really silly. I've read some of the submissions already and I had to walk away a couple of times, so that means it's appropriate.
That means it's amazingly Vaughan-ish. There you go.
Now, yeah. Is anybody strapped into a chair while this is going on, or
only the judges? Only the judges.
Okay.
We have food for them. They'll be fine.
Well, so you do. Oh, that's if one of the judges is a friend of yours, mine, and John, I'll come over and help strap him in if I need to.
Okay. Yeah, I am the senior most judge, so it'll be interesting.
No, I'm just saying, if you need somebody to help you with that one person, just let me know. I'll be right there. Okay.
So we're really excited about this panel. I think it's going to be really good.
That should be hysterical. It should be a lot of fun.
So my favorite part of the panel is that you can come and get a form, and it's going to have like a title, a suggestion for a title, and you can write a poem on the spot based on that title. So you can pick up a form and fill it out and then submit it live while you're there. So
I've got my ideas right now. Okay.
So that Friday night, we start off at 8:30 in the evening with that. And then we have our Monty Python panel, which is where we do skits. We have sing-alongs, and it's utter silliness. And that is in Centennial One. In the Hyatt. So we're really excited about having an even larger room than we did the previous years. It is a blast. It's a great panel to go to. That is a panel that is really hard to get into. So people should line up early for that because
it does, but it's also now in Centennial One. Is that a little bit bigger than usual for you guys?
Yes.
Bigger. So hopefully it won't be that bad, but did you ever hear? Okay, so this is about Monty Python. It is. John Larroquette. We've been watching reruns of Night Court, which is one of the best, honest to God, one of the best TV shows. I just adore that show. John Larroquette, one time, somehow they sent him to audition for a musical when he was in New York.
Oh, wow.
John Larroquette, first of all, cannot sing. He will tell you this. And he also doesn't really remember songs. And so he got there. And as he said, the only song he could remember is "I'm a Lumberjack and I'm okay." And he sang that like three times until they like finally just said, "Please stop. Thank you. Thank you very much." And like sent him out. He says that was like one of his greatest moments auditioning. So there you go. I love it. I think that's just great. So awesome. Monty Python.
Yeah. So that's going to be at 10 o'clock on Friday in Centennial One tentatively. And then we have, Track After Dark at 10 o'clock in our track room, gay and trans themes in Doctor Who. So that's going to be an interesting panel. And then we round the night off with our annual Curse Like a Brit panel, which is where we learn curse words from British people. And it's a lot of fun. This year, we have a slight theme to it where there's going to be a section of the panel where we talk about British curse words that children use on the playground. So things like in America, we call somebody like a booger or a butthead or something like that. And what are the British versions of that or the equivalent? So including also some very raunchy British curse words. So it's a great panel. It's a lot of fun. Lots of yelling. So I feel sorry for our neighbors.
Especially since there's just air walls separating you.
I know. They put podcasting near me.
Wait. Yeah. Where are you? I'm in the Sheraton too. Where are you in the Sheraton? Oh no, you're in the Hilton now. It's fine. Have fun. Okay, bye.
Yeah.
I'm good. Yeah, no, okay, you're good. Have fun.
See you later, Lee.
You're good. Keep going. I feel so terrible. I'm like, we're going to be in the middle of a panel and then somebody's going to start yelling something and poor podcasters are going to come over and be like, can you please be quiet? We're recording.
So that's
our Friday night. Saturday night, we're excited. We have our panel, which I think is going to be an interesting panel because we're going to debate and have some great conversations about Saturday, 10 o'clock. We're doing women in Doctor Who. because you know the new doctor is a woman.
What? I haven't heard that. That's a lie. Why are you lying on this podcast?
John, ask your son. He'll know. Don't worry about it. Dude, you got it. Ask your son.
He
got it covered.
So we're really excited about that panel, and we're just going to talk about the wonderful women that have appeared in Doctor Who, and what's in store for this new role, and where would it take them. And so it's going to be a good panel. And then we're ending Saturday night with our British pub trivia. So it is traditional trivia, but of course in British style. And we'll have some awesome, you know, questions for that. It's a lot of fun. So it's at 11:30 on Saturday. And then on Sunday night is our big night, because on Sunday night we have our Doctor Who Ball. And I'm really excited because this is our third annual Doctor Who Ball. It's going to be in the Grand Salon in the Hilton. And I'm actually really excited about this because we have a new DJ, and our new DJ is actually a Dragon Con, like, he used to be a Dragon Con all the time, and he took a break from Dragon Con. He kind of started the rave at Dragon Con, and now he's coming back after a hiatus to do our party, and I'm super stoked. So we have DJ Weasel returning to Dragon Con. So it's going to be a night to not miss, an event not to miss. So if you are a fan of it's not going to be like a rave, because let me qualify that, because a lot of people have been asking that. He's going to be doing, you know, some high-end dance music mixed in with some genre-specific Doctor Who songs. And it's going to be really, really, really good night. So I'm really excited. Our winners of our costume contest will be announced during that party at midnight. So any people who want to participate in our costume contest, we're calling it this year the Pageant of Rassilon.
Oh, very cool. Very cool.
Our Doctor Who pageant, and people can sign up. And there's details on our website about it, but the actual judging will occur the previous day. So on Saturday, I think around 2:30, we have the panel where you actually come in costume. We take a picture of you. You get to talk about how you made your costume and enter into a category to be judged. And the winner is then announced on Sunday at the party.
John, you know what Rassilon is, right?
Right. Well, I was just about to ask you, so five doctors, canon or not canon?
I'd say canon, but it's arguable that it's not. So, I mean,
The only reason why I even know that is because I went and saw the Rift Tracks live the other day with my son.
I just want to say, William, good job. Get your dad to ask. Oh, good job, dude. You have won. You get a cookie.
Because I famously don't care for Doctor Who.
That's okay.
And it's okay.
But there's no accounting for taste, right? So anyway.
Yeah.
Well, as I said, we've had this discussion before too. My kid got me into it because I kept trying and I kept trying and I kept trying. And he started getting into it with Tennant, which would be the 10th Doctor, right? 9th, whatever. Okay, and so he got into Tennant, and he kept pushing me in, and then I saw some episodes with Donna Noble, and I went, well, hell, this is awesome. So, I think I fell much more in love with companions than doctors. Sorry about that, guys. But, so kids get adults into Doctor Who, too. It's awesome.
So, I mean, I think the thing with Doctor Who is that, you know, in full disclosure, it's not what... My heart doesn't lay directly with Doctor Who as far as being, you know, the Brit track director and a fan of British media. Mm-hmm. I know it's like everyone ever gets shocked whenever I say it. I didn't start with Doctor Who into British fandom. I actually started with the comedies I kind of found Doctor Who later, and I didn't really appreciate it until I saw a doctor that made me laugh. And then I actually started watching it, and that was Sylvester McCoy, which is the 7th Doctor. And, you know, that I actually started with shows like Monty Python and Red Dwarf and Blackadder, and that's what kind of got me into it. And then Doctor Who is kind of, it's close to my heart, absolutely, but a lot of our other programming is a little bit closer just because it's something that I started with the fandom in. So yeah. It's a hard bite. You got to find a doctor that you connect with. And then once you do, then you can understand and appreciate the other ones. It's kind of
or a companion. You can find a companion. I promise. Trust me. You can find a companion, and then you're like, oh, I hate certain writers. But yeah, so you can find it. It's okay, John. You'll get there, baby. I'm sorry.
Depends on what doctor you like, what type of like lead actor that
so,
you like.
So if I was to say that of the modern doctors, the one that I actually appeals to me the most that I've seen as I walk through the living room is Peter Capaldi, only because he seems really crotchety and angry all the time.
I know,
and slightly insane.
I love him.
Huh?
You know,
God, why would that do with you? I have no idea.
Right? And if you like the crotchety angry, then you would love the very first doctor, because he is the like epitome of everyone's angry like grandpa. Like right,
angry. Yeah. And by first doctor, she doesn't mean first doctor in the newer generation. She means the first.
Very first.
And for me, one of the bits I've seen with Peter Capaldi, he's also, it's not that he's just crotchety, he's a lovable crotch. He's like the Walter Matthau in his mannerisms, if you will.
Yeah. And I think that if you like him, and if you look at the classic series, you would love William Hartnell. And honestly, I would challenge you to watch the new Christmas special, because William Hartnell, like a lookalike, plays him, because he's obviously passed, but William Hartnell's very first doctor appears with Peter in the Christmas special. So that'll be a good one.
I would have to say, I mean, if you were asking me like favorite doctors, I mean, Capaldi is up there. I it would be between Capaldi and Smith right now for me, although Sylvester McCoy, oh my God, he is just so damned adorable. Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm not going to ask a favorite doctor, favorite companion question. We do not have time to have that argument. No. So we will not do that. We can do the James Bond. There are only like seven of them. But yeah, not doing the other.
Our late night programming is pretty great. We're excited about it. We are doing a this year, because fans asked for it. You know, Orphan Black has ended. So it's like... Oh, we started.
That show was so amazing. That woman, Tatiana, and I won't say her last name right, Tatiana M, you are so brilliant and just amazing to be able to do that. Yeah.
She is. She's incredible. And the show was incredible. So we're actually doing two Orphan Black panels. We are doing a like goodbye to Orphan Black panel on Sunday night at 10 o'clock. And we have actually a surprisingly large amount of people who cosplay as, you know, the different clones.
Yeah. So, oh, I've seen them. They're awesome. And yeah, it's amazing. Yeah.
It's pretty cool. I mean, I, some of them, it's like, God, you look just like her. And we're really excited, because they're just amazing. And they usually show up to the Orphan Black panels. It's a great opportunity to get some really neat photos if you're a fan of the show. So we've got two panels for that, which would be, it's going to be something not to miss. We also have a couple of anniversaries this year. So The Prisoner is turning 50 this year, classic series, The Prisoner. And then also Sergeant Pepper turns 50. So we're celebrating the Beatles this year.
See, here's the problem I'm having with that, because this means that 3 years before I was born, two things that have impacted my life greatly in some way, shape, or form are turning 50.
Yep.
Which means that I am close to that number, and I'm not real thrilled with this. So I think we need to stop saying 50. Can we say they are turning a very special age?
Yes, that's true.
A very happy age for them. I don't like this 50 thing. I'm sorry. It's bothering me greatly. I'm sorry. I just can't, people.
That's
funny. All right, I'll stop now.
So we also have this, the villains of Doctor Who, the Cybermen, turn 50 this year also.
Turn a special age. They start getting their AARP information. Stop.
So that'll be good. Back by popular demand, we are doing more Sherlock panels this year because people really love Sherlock. So we're doing two Sherlock panels this year. And then we have a bunch of other like panels thrown in there, like Black Mirror, Victoria, Humans. We're doing Saturday morning cartoons at 7 a.m. We're going to show classics like Danger Mouse and Shaun of the Sheep.
Is that on Saturday morning or is that every 7 a.m.?
No, that's at only Saturday.
Okay. They can only get up one day that early, John. No, stop. Don't push anymore.
Yes, everyone will have gone to bed by like maybe 1 o'clock in the morning and then somebody's going to get up and start playing cartoons.
We do have a next generation now and even a next generation. So
we'll put that in work. We also have stuff like we're covering Neil Gaiman again to talk about his works and then also the TV show American Gods in relation to the book. We're doing that with urban fantasy. We also have stuff like Poldark, Call the Midwife. We're going to do the Doctor Who spinoff Class, a panel on that. We even have on Monday, we have Scottish country dancers teaching you how to dance. So that's pretty neat.
Wait. What? When are you doing that?
That's Monday, 11:30 in the Crystal Ballroom. You can learn how to do Scottish dancing.
John, I don't think you have anything scheduled at that point.
You go
on Saturday or Sunday, go buy your Utilikilt, which is not completely acceptable, but it could work.
Well, as long as I'm not wearing underwear, it's mostly acceptable.
Exactly. Right? Exactly. Yes. What?
So it'll be good. We also cover like we have a Top Gear versus Grand Tour panel. So that'll be an interesting debate on Monday. Our programming's pretty robust this year. We also have, we're doing a panel with the Puppetry Track. So, if you've never heard of the Timey Wimey Puppet Show, it's a Doctor Who like puppet show that's online of a YouTube channel. And it's really, really good and really well done. And so they're going to be doing a panel, which is pretty neat. So we're excited to do that with them. We're also doing a panel with, is it video or film? I don't know what it is. Like the track, is it video or film track?
Which one?
I don't know.
There's a video track, as I recall, right?
If only there was a place we could look this up.
Oh, golly gee, gosh darn, John, that's your job.
I'm doing it. I'm on it.
I can't remember. I feel so bad, but we are doing a panel with them. We're doing Women of James Bond.
So much to say about that.
We actually have a Bond girl coming to the convention. She's not an official guest. She actually, like, the Bond girl, like, she lives locally in Atlanta, and she just heard about the convention and heard from someone that we do Bond panels. So she's kind of crashing the convention.
Awesome.
I don't know if you've seen Diamonds Are Forever, but she plays Thumper from Diamonds Are Forever. So she's coming. She's doing two panels for us.
Oh, no. And I'm sitting here trying to remember which one is Thumper. I'm so sorry, but that's... Which one was Thumper and Diamonds Are Forever? I'm so sorry. I can't remember this. This is really upsetting me. I'll have to go look, but okay.
It's the film track, by the way. There is no video track. There's video gaming, but...
Well, there's video gaming, and then there's also, you know, anime and animation and other things like that. So, okay, yay. Now we know.
So, in Diamonds Are Forever, when Blofeld has the two ladies, there's like a beautiful African-American and then there's like a blonde girl. Mm-hmm. And they fight Bond, the two of them do. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, that's Thumper. Bambi is the one that like wraps her legs around his like face and like tries to squeeze him. That's the that is the African-American girl. She plays Thumper, Trina Parks does, who's the blonde girl who also tries to beat up James Bond because they're both,
they're,
you know,
his bodyguards. Yep, I got them. I got them now. Good. Woo-hoo. That should be a lot of fun, guys. You know, I there are so many things I could say about Bond women, and I'm going to try not to. But that should actually, if she's there and yeah, I love that. That idea of her crashing, it's awesome. That's kind of
yeah. Cool. So she just heard we're having a con, and so she wants to come and talk about James Bond. So we're really excited about her being there. But yeah, we also are doing dual programming again with the Kaleidoscope track. So we're doing a Doctor Who for Kids panel. There are children. There's this wonderful, I think he's like 10. He cosplays the 10th Doctor, and he's going to be on the panel for Doctor Who for Kids. And
I've seen that kid in the parade, and dear God in heaven, he's adorable. Guys,
he looks just like him.
He's adorable. Oh my God, adorable. There, and you guys have a really huge, huge presence in the parade on Saturday. There are a lot of fans there. So come and see them then, too, because there will be a lot of cosplay of Brit stuff there.
And the Pyron Academy, I can never say it correctly, Academy, which is a Doctor Who Atlanta cosplay group. They will have their float. They built a float one year. They're building another one for this year's convention. So it's going to be really cool for the parade. That'll be good.
Cool. So let everybody know again where you're located one more time.
Our track room is located in the Hilton, bottom level, Galleria 5 on the bottom floor.
That's and if anybody remembers, not last year, but the years prior, that's where board gaming was located. So down there in that area.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So this is the part of the show where we like
to. Okay, Carol, it was really nice to see you. Have a great time. Bye.
Where Thanks. We like to play a game with Lee and our guests. I don't know if you've listened, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a list of three topics. We're going to play three rounds of this. I'm going to give you a list of three topics and you're going to pick one. And then, for example, if I was to give you Simpson characters, you would say, what name a Simpson character?
Bart.
Bart. And then Lee, you would say?
Lisa.
And then I go back to you, Caro. And then we go back and forth until someone runs out or we hit, 10 each, and then we just stop because it's just going to go on for forever. If you're the last one to give a correct answer, you get 2 bonus points added to your score, and then at the end of three rounds,
you start with +6. There you go.
That's what Lee insists, but I don't know what she's talking about. So here are your three topics. Let's see. Your three topics are Monty Python skits, elements from the periodic table, or British comedies. Those, completely random. These were
I would
random.
Like to say that none of these have ever come up before. I actually was trying to cheat and looked for He-Man people, and you did this. Keep going. All right.
British comedies.
Okay. We start with you, and we go back and forth. So, Caro, give me a British comedy.
Fawlty Towers.
Lee.
Are You Being Served?
Caro.
Red Dwarf.
Lee.
Blackadder.
She stole my... Are You Being Served Again?
Wait, how is that? What? How is that number 2? Wait, no. You have to give an answer for that. What?
Okay, Miranda.
Okay, Lee?
Okay, give me a sec. You already said Monty Python, right?
No, she
did
not.
You said Monty Python.
All right. Oh, I said Monty Python. Top Gear? It's kind of funny.
Technically not a comedy.
That is technically not a comedy. I would actually agree with that. Yeah, I'm done.
Caro, do you have one more just to rub it in?
Rub it in.
Yeah,
rub it in. Yep. That's what I want you to do.
Spaced.
There you go. There's your 2 bonus points. Okay, Lee, here are your topics. Refreshing. Doctor Who companions. Atari 2600 games or Tim Burton films?
Oh, wow. I think I'll go with Doctor Who companions, actually.
Okay, Lee, go. There's a limited number of these, so go.
This is easy. Donna.
Caro.
Adric.
Lee.
Amy.
Caro.
Ace.
Lee.
Rory.
Caro.
Barbara.
Lee.
Captain Jack Harkness.
Caro.
Captain Jack was
got it. Caro.
Clara.
Lee.
Very good. Mickey.
Caro.
Sarah Jane Smith.
Lee.
Canine.
All right, fair enough. But you didn't say it right.
Eight, nine.
Okay, Lee, Caro.
Don't screw me, man. I got this. I think I might get to town this. She's going old school. I'm going new school. I think we might get there.
Ian.
Lee.
Did you say Clara?
Yep.
Okay. River. River Song.
Wow. Caro.
Zoe.
Lee.
Did we say Rose? I don't think we've said Rose.
I don't think so. No. We'll go with it then. Caro.
Harry.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
Harry Sullivan.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear you. All right, Lee.
Bill. Billy. Bill, the girl. She just did it.
Caro.
Vicky.
Who was that?
Vicky.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
Lee. This is for 10, by the way, Lee.
This is for 10 if I can get here. Okay. We said Eldrick, right?
Adric, yeah.
Okay. Oh god. Hold on. No, do not buzz me, John. She'll help me. I'm trying. There was a little time. Why can't I remember? Oh, Martha! Martha! Thank you. Thank you, Martha.
Caro.
Susan.
That's
the doctor's granddaughter.
The doctor's granddaughter.
All right. That was 10
and
each.
Then Mary Very David good. Tennant, who was actually related. Yeah, we can go through that whole story. Sorry. Yep.
There we go.
I got it. 10. Ha.
All right. So here's the last round, Caro. These are your choices. Monty Python skits, fictional languages, or Green Lantern enemies.
Oh, geez. I'm not as good at Monty Python as I think I am. I know I'm not going to do well with that one.
It's hard to name the skit. I mean, I can describe a lot of them, but naming them would be tough. Yeah.
I can't do the skits. What was the other two?
Fictional languages or Green Lantern enemies?
Fictional languages.
All right, Caro, you start.
Vulcan.
Lee.
Vorgon.
Caro.
Gallifreyan.
Lee.
Elven, whatever. Yeah.
Caro.
Dwarfish.
Lee.
Orc.
Caro.
Klingon.
There you go. Wizard. Oh wait, no. Go.
No, wizard. Did I even try that?
Lee, I'm just going through all the different various things in Dungeons and Dragons in my head. Lee,
every class that you can think of.
Every class, every race. Lee,
serpent from Harry Potter.
Did that actually that actually has an official name, doesn't it? Yeah,
it starts with an S. I don't know what it is though.
I'll give it to you. There's a name for it. Parseltongue. Mm-hmm. That's what it was.
Parseltongue. Sorry. You spoke to a snake, but yeah. Okay. Yeah. Parseltongue. Thank you for giving it to me.
Caro.
Goblin.
Sure. Lee.
Okay. I'm trying to think of what we haven't hit yet. What was that, John?
I was literally just not taste clearing my
throat. Well, I'm going to go. We have no idea how it's very different than how we speak, but the high speech of the gunslinger.
All right, fine. Caro.
Is Jedi technically a language?
No, I can't give you that one, but I could give you something that's in there in that genre.
Can't think of
any. I've got three in that genre right now. So,
okay. Romulan.
Oh, there you go.
That'll work. Good job. Wookie.
Yes.
That's you're going to give her Wookie and you won't give me Jedi. Seriously.
No, Wookie. No, you talk Chewbacca, talks and growls and grunts. Right, that is Wookie.
Wookie language. Wookie language. There's Wookie. It's actually got an official.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Really?
Yes.
Ha! I don't believe. Really? Yeah. There's an official name for Wookie?
So you're going to have to come up with something else.
Okay.
And I'll give you the name of it after you do that.
Okay, that's great. Let's talk, say Jawa then.
Okay. Beep, 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 beep. Jawa. Yeah. It was Shriwook.
Shriwook. Yeah. Yeah.
That's the name of their language anyway. Okay, Caro.
It's Sherwook. I'm being corrected by my fiance. Oh, it's pronounced Sherwook.
Oh, okay. So that's one for you. Okay, good. Lee?
No, that's not for no.
She corrected. Okay, she had the correct pronunciation. I didn't give her it. Hold on.
How about what is it? Hutties or Huddies?
Hutton or Huddies. Yep. Sure. I would give that's you that
the,
one.
Sure. Hutties. Okay. Lee?
Oh my God, go away. This is my game.
Oh, you can cheat. I don't care.
I don't have Marty Crasher. Don't help me.
No, it's all right. My husband's downstairs doing other stuff, so I would have brought him up, but I didn't. Okay. So what fandom haven't we hit? Give me a fandom. Because you know, there's really not anything in I'm trying to think of another fandom that we haven't hit.
Jerry will give us a list of them in the comments that he's thought of.
I'm sure that will happen. That'll be great. I'm trying to, what else? What fandom haven't we hit? We've hit Harry Potter. We've hit Star Wars. We've hit, Cylon.
Sure. Sure. Mm-hmm. They probably have a specific language. It's called binary. That's their language. All right.
Let's call that. Beetle Geysian.
Sure. Lee.
From Hitchhikers.
I already said Volga. I gave you that one. I'll give you that. You know, I'm sitting here looking at everything I've got around me in my bedroom trying to figure out one.
I'm going to have to call time.
No, you're not. Don't you dare.
I'll give you a 10-second warning.
What else was on Star Trek? We had Vulcans, we had Romulans, we had Klingons. What else tried to do be weird?
Me.
What was that, John?
I have one.
You could. Oh, go ahead, Carol.
I'll give Carol the last one.
Tribble.
Tribble. Yeah, okay. Tribble did talk.
I was thinking Ferengi, but.
Oh,
thank you. See, I was thinking. See, the problem is when you start looking at Star Trek and what I have in my bedroom, which this will say a lot about our house. There is when the Star Trek, the new movie came out, there was you could get this thing that had the DVD in the Star Trek in the Enterprise's saucer section. So that's what I had. And I'm sitting here thinking, I can't think of another language.
All right,
I can see the green woman, and yeah, okay.
So, Caro, before we go, again, remind everyone where you're at located as far as at Dragon Con, and also where people can find more information about your track on the webs, the webbers.
On the interwebs.
Interwebbies.
Our physical location during the convention is in the Hilton, in the bottom level of the Hilton. Our room is called Galleria 5. So Hilton Galleria 5, bottom level. And you can find us online at british.dragoncon.org. again, that's british.dragoncon.org, and it has links to our various social media groups. We're very active on Facebook. You can search Brit Track on Facebook. We're also on Twitter, Instagram, and soon we'll be on Snapchat for the convention. So we're super excited.
Oh, sweet. Woo-hoo! Cool. All right. Well, thank you, Caro, for joining us. Thank you for taking time out of what is inevitably a very busy part of your year. And thank you for being a director and all your thank all your volunteers for us, too. We appreciate their time that they put in to make DragonCon awesome.
Yep.
So until next time, for Caro and Lee, this is John saying good day, Governor.
This has been a production of The Unique Geek. To leave a comment or suggestion, call us at 833-210-TUG or email us at thegeeks@theuniquegeek.com. Follow The Geeks on Twitter @TheUniqueGeek. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons Share Alike non-commercial license.